Hallelujah. I'll just read to you from the first chapter of 2 Corinthians. More and more way. For more and more waves of my glory will hit this house. More and more waves of glory will shake this house. And you'll find in days ahead the life that'll come and sweep, and the anointing that'll come and break every yoke. You've wondered, is it worth the fight? You've wondered if it's worth going forward. In that place inside of you that will not let you quit, I continue to affirm to you, it will be worth it. After all, it will be worth it. And I tell you along with that witness and bear witness prophetically as well as the inward witness cannot lie. I say to you, you'll rejoice. You'll rejoice in days that seem like without number for the times that are coming and the harvest and the great workings of my Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Candy, will you take that amplified and turn to 2 Corinthians 1? That way I can look at it when I get to it. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, you can just listen, or you can turn. By the will of God and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are all in Achaia, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Everybody say all comfort. Say this, I say that all comfort comes to this house, and all comfort comes to me. Hallelujah. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Sounds like a whole lot of comfort, doesn't it? For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, inasmuch as that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great of death, and delivereth and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Amplified says in verse 8, we do not want you to be ignorant or uninformed, brethren, about the affliction and oppressing distress which befell us in the province of Asia, how that we were so utterly and unbearably weighted down and crushed that we despaired even of life itself. Indeed, we felt within ourselves that we had received the very sentence of death. But that was to keep us from trusting and depending on ourselves instead of God who raises the dead. Hallelujah. Paul didn't tell us what it was that took him and his team to a place where must have been something more persecution, but it was relentless. It just was relentless and relentless and relentless and relentless and relentless and relentless to the point he said we were pressed out of measure. There was nothing, in other words, there was no hope left, that the flesh could not put any kind of hope on anything. I like, if you've ever heard Gary Carpenter expound on that verse where we had the sentence of death in us. He does an excellent job really explaining what that sentence of death was, what it was like. He said it would be like an army troop that had pushed forward and, let's say, taken a hill or taken a forward front, and they had won to a certain place. And then they noticed that they were surrounded on all sides. There was no way of escape, but they had some kind of, they could retreat, but there was a real small window. Let's say there was a window to get back and fall back and somehow escape the pressure or the certainty of death. He said it would have been like, this doesn't really, he goes into an elaboration on it, but this is a short version. He said it'd be like you calling headquarters or calling your upper chain of command and say, okay, we're here, but they're closing in on us. We can see on the horizon there's a whole lot more of them than there is of us. If we stay here and if we keep this position, it's certain death. There's no way by what we're looking at that we're going to be able to overcome. So can we fall back? Is it okay to retreat? So they're waiting. And the message comes back. Do not retreat. Hold your position. Do not come off the hill. Well, it's certain death. It's absolute death. I mean, there's no other. I mean, based on what you're seeing, okay, what you've given us, it's just like a verdict of death. You just gave us a verdict of death. What you've handed us is a sentence of death. That's what it looks like sometimes. Paul goes on to explain there. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Hallelujah. Okay, God. It'd be like saying, okay, if I die on this mountain, and you're telling me to stand here and take this and keep confessing your word over this. You're telling me. Well, then what you're telling me, this, you'd have to take that same approach that Abraham took and said, okay, if I kill this Isaac, you're going to have to raise him up. There's no other way. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. God, if I do, you'll raise me up. You will deliver me, who delivers us from so great a death and doth deliver us, in whom we trust that he will deliver us. Ye also helping together in prayer for us. You know it's important for us to pray for one another? That the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on your behalf. For our rejoicing is in this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you just lift your hands just for a moment? Father, we worship you. We receive the sentence of death. Those of us who understand what it takes to go into revival. And because of it, sometimes there's nothing in the natural, it seems, to put our weight on, to find a confirmation of hope, to say, okay, this thing is going to turn out. We can throw all of that to the curb. We can just absolutely throw it to the curb and say, okay, God, if the sentence of death rests on me, then guess what? You are the God who raises up the dead, and you will place inside of me whatever it takes. When it feels like there's no way, no absolute earthly way to escape out of the midst of what we're walking through. Okay, God. Headquarters says there, stay. Headquarters says make one more confession and keep making the confession. Keep going forward. Keep saying Immokalee is saved. Keep saying my body is whole. My mind stands in perfect light of everything the Word of God says. I say, I continue to say, and 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 I continue to say, I will not relent. I will not relent. I will not relent. I will not relent. You're the God that raises us up in the midst of the sentence of death. We give you glory. Oh, blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just one more time, say the name. Hallelujah. Just one more time. Just one more time. For old time's sake, for all of us sentence of death people. Hallelujah, Jesus. God does say. Sometimes, just like the song says, you run out of words. The battle can get so bad, all you know is to say Jesus. That's all you know to say is Jesus. Oh, glory. Those waves that came through here were worth coming for. Hallelujah. I want you to be praying for Candy and I. We're going to be ministering this weekend, and we fly out really early in the morning to Canada. And I don't know if they've changed the forecast, but it's supposed to be a balmy 9 below 0 when we get there. It has been snowing all day. So it's a short trip. We'll be back Tuesday night. But I'm ministering to the men on Saturday and then in their church on Sunday for a couple of services. So please, if he brings me up, us up, pray for us. Hallelujah. But you will be left in good hands. Mr. Homer Betancourt. I trust him. Dave said, when he ordained him, he said, I trust him with my life. That's a pretty good. There's nobody else I'd rather have teaching on Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, we're going to set up something that you can talk about for probably 6 months. A 1 hour service. Hallelujah. You'll talk about this. I can't believe it. Well, there was more glory came through here in 1 hour than it is in most places in 10 years. Hallelujah. But we shouldn't say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. at least one. Could you put one up here? With this crowd, I think we're going to be able to finance a revival. Hallelujah. And pay off the mortgage and have many to come and many to go. So if he's speaking to you tonight, and if you have something to give, please listen now. Father, bless. Bless. We receive. We thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I was glad he did what he wanted to do, because I didn't want to short you, but it's okay. Hallelujah. It's okay. 3 o'clock comes pretty early. So, hallelujah. Otherwise, they'll take off without us if we don't get up at 3. Hallelujah. So let's stand. Would you give him the glory, give the praise? How many of you believe he healed somebody tonight when he went through that line? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you and praise you. I glorify you and I give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we go out of here where there's an army rising up? Could you put that on as we're leaving? And if you didn't get a hug tonight, which you probably didn't, this is the hug time and this is the offering time. So bring it forward if you have something. Hallelujah. Wait till Marty starts the music, because you wouldn't be blessed. Bless you. You know, there's a note or two. Are you? Okay. While the cat's away, the mouse will play. So, you have Friday night off, a 1 hour Wednesday night. Don't tell me that we're not good to you guys. What more can we do? Hallelujah. You better be here Sunday for sure. You guys better be here to back up Homer. Yes. Hallelujah.